This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's scary.
You got a live view, yes?
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, so Wayne is safely tucked in as he's getting his procedure done at the hospital. So once again, I say send some prayers his way. My name is Lee Elsie. You've heard me before. I think we're well into the mid-20s as far as filling shows for yours truly, and I love doing it. USA Radio Network, War Now. 833-WAR-TALK is the number. I'd love to hear from you again. I got pretty much a wide-open schedule until the bottom of the hour where we'll have Ann Brooks join us. She's a tax attorney, a tax expert, and we'll get her opinion on some of these things going on as far as people complaining that they're not getting enough money back in their tax return. In the third hour of the program, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation right there in Washington. We'll chat with him about some of the things going on Capitol Hill. So real quick, a breaking news story. Ocasio-Cortez announces a bill to make the Electoral College tuition free. So goody-goody for her. I made myself laugh. I thought that was funny. I saw it. I laughed. And I actually did get one email from Billy. Out in, it looks like it's Oklahoma. It must be Oklahoma City, I guess. So he's emailing me, says that he is 6'10", 300 pounds, and would be the hottest transsexual out there if he decided to turn. That's an actual email from somebody. So I got to make myself laugh. Oh, man. Make myself laugh. All right. Again, 833-WAR-TALK is the number, and I'd love to hear from you guys. A couple things. One other thing real quick, on a serious note. So Shane writes into us. He says, let me start by saying I listen to you every single day. It's great to see you and hear you on at night. He says, on the issue of the media causing some Americans to fake hate crimes, which is the sad truth, one of your callers tonight blamed the media. I agree. A friend of mine recently said, if the media told the truth, and only the truth, they would be out of business. It's hard to argue with that. I mean, it really is. They have to manipulate. They have to... Well, let's put it this way. Real news probably doesn't exist anymore. Like the Walter Cronkite types of news back in the late 70s, etc., 60s, 70s. That is just not the way it's done anymore. What you have is you have this desire for ratings. You have to try to sensationalize everything. So every story has to be bigger than the next. And every narrative has to be sort of grander than the next. And you get this situation where one station tries to outdo the other. And, you know, CNN does their thing and Fox does their thing. And if you only watch one, well, you only get one opinion, and you only get one side of the aisle. And I know people don't have time. They just, I get it. You know, you're working 50 hours a week, and you're busting your butt, and you're trying to put food on the table for your family, and you got to go to a kid's basketball game or a daughter's softball game or practice here or PTA, and you don't have time. I mean, this is what I do. I watch four or five different stations a day. I read four or five different newspapers a day. This is what I do. And again, not only that, on top of that, I'm talking more often than not six, seven, 8 hours on the air in some cases to different people either across the country through this show or here in my own home state throughout the state of Connecticut. And we're just in tune. We're plugged in. But everybody can't be like that. But that's sort of why there's maybe talk radio exists, to kind of give people a place to sort of land when they're driving, maybe driving the car, or they're sitting at home, they're out back watching something, maybe out back having a lemonade or whatever, tune on the radio, and we try to sort of navigate them through some of these perilous times. And sometimes it's not that easy. It really isn't. Anyway, once again, our number is 833-WAR-TALK if you want to call in and talk about anything and everything. So I don't know if you saw this, but this Coast Guard officer, I want to touch on this because this is also a pretty big story. Now, the Coast Guard Academy, here's what's interesting. It's a completely different perspective. Now, this didn't happen. This was in a different Coast Guard, but the actual Coast Guard Academy is, from where I'm standing right now, less than probably 4 miles away. And I drive by it every time I'm coming to work, pretty much. A little bit off the road, but it's right there. And to hear a story about a Coast Guard officer who planned to kill Democrats and journalists in a mass murder plot is concerning. So this, if you haven't seen this, here's the story. U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant was arrested last week, planned to kill a number of noted politicians and journalists and federal prosecutors. I looked on the list to see if my name was on it, and it wasn't. Christopher Paul Hansen, who was working in Washington, D.C., was arrested on gun and drug charges, but he also had other plans. Prosecutors said he planned to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. The self-proclaimed longtime white nationalist, that's what it says, was discovered after the Coast Guard noted his internet searches of extreme websites, including the federal law enforcement officers of NBC. Anyway, on the hit list, Richard Blumenthal, senator from Connecticut, who I'll save that for another time. Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Tim Kaine, Kristen Gillibrand, Cory Booker, Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Maxine Waters, Omar, Sheila Jackson. Those are all figures that were sort of in the crosshairs of this guy. And this is a big story, right? Joe Scarborough, Chris Hayes, some of the other ones, media figures, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo. So certainly this guy was extremely right of center. And he targeted folks who were extremely left of center. And it's crazy, right? And they caught him, which is great. Now, you know, you can go over a whole bunch of different scenarios where, and this is why I hate when these kinds of situations try to get played out as, well, this proves that everybody who's on the right is bad. Right, this, see, there's a white guy on the right who wanted to kill all those folks on the left, so obviously there's a serious... No, this is a lunatic. This is a crazy person who got caught, thank God, before he could do anything horrible. And I saw some of the photos of you know, the guy had a cache of guns, and it was crazy. So thank God they were able to catch this guy. And he didn't get a chance to go on this killing spree. So... this is that's a good thing. I mean, the Coast Guard flagged him. His internet searches were crazy. I guess they searched his Silver Spring, Maryland residence, 15 firearms, 1,000 rounds of ammunition. He was abusing the narcotic tramadol, and he stockpiled 30 bottles of human growth hormone. So the guy was on all kinds of steroids and drugs, and, you know, he was out there. So... anyway, they caught him, and that's a real story, and something, if you want to talk about this, you absolutely can. No question about it. But I received a couple of calls on this today, and we didn't really talk about it all that much, because it is what it is. It's a crazy guy, crazy Coast Guard guy, who had serious right, crazy-leaning tendencies, and he wanted to kill a bunch of Democrats. Okay, well, they caught him, and now he's in jail. End of story. I don't know where you want to take the story any further than that. And I'm glad they caught him. I hope he goes to jail for the rest of his life, and that's it. So there were some folks out there who, you know, wanted to know why this wasn't the number one story that we were talking about. Instead, we were talking about Jussie Smollett. Well, Jussie Smollett obviously was purposely trying to cause a huge racial divide, and that was the number one story forever from all the different networks. And it was because he was attempting to sort of blow up this peaceful coexistence, if you will, between folks of color and white folks, and he wanted to get in there and do that, and he almost succeeded. And as I said to you before, earlier on in the show, can you imagine what would have happened, or can you imagine the ramifications if somebody believed that story and went out and killed a bunch of white guys just because of the color of their skin? Right? Could have happened. It easily could have happened. Or how about all the man hours in the Smollett case that were lost? I mean, the Chicago police don't have enough to do? They got to run around and chase a fake story? A bogus story? All the shootings in Chicago, they got to chase some just stupid, idiotic, concocted, asinine sort of scenario. And by the way, just to show your intellect level, if you're going to put together some kind of a play, an act, you're going to put down some kind of a theatrical act. Good God, at least think it out. At least have an idea how it's going to go. Man, as soon as even a question came thrown out of these guys, they crumbled. Man, you picked two of the worst guys ever to be your accomplices. As soon as they got a little pressure on them, they rolled. I mean, they wouldn't have been good in the Soprano family. They would have met the same fate as, well, I don't know if I can say that on the air, so I'll just keep it. But they would have slept with the Fishers, let's put it that way. So that's why we talk about this case, because, you know, it's a high-profile person who purposely went out of his way to try to cause as much chaos as he possibly could. And he, like I said, he almost succeeded. So, and it would have been scary had he actually gotten away with it. So, and I commend Eddie Johnson, the Chicago Police Department superintendent. I played his audio earlier to start the show out, and that guy had hit a home run. So if you I'm not going to play it again, but if you get a chance and you're surfing the internet and you want to hear it, his name is Eddie Johnson. Just listen to that. It's like 3.5 minutes long, but it's fabulous. And he really gets it. He really understands from start to finish, you know, what the ramifications were of that whole, you know, that whole situation. So a couple other things that I want to get to eventually, but you may not have seen this because I had a search to find it, but you see the Democrats reject the push to alert ICE when illegal immigrants fail firearm background checks. Do you guys see that by any chance? All right, when I come back, I'll talk about that. So the title of the story was Democrats reject the push to alert ICE when illegal immigrants fail firearm background checks. Think about the hypocrisy in that. So the Democrats, who are all about background checks and all about gun safety, and they should be, and we all should be, they don't want to alert ICE when illegals failing background checks are caught. I mean, are you kidding me? This is the kind of thing... well, anyway, we'll get to it when we come back. Listen, our radio is... well, your radio is tuned to the right spot. It's War Now. It's the USA Radio Network. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncurryauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Ron Quarry of Tenacity fame is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Quarry is a great buddy of mine, and his new book is called Tenacity. That's why I say of Tenacity fame. He's one of the most tenacious human beings in the entire world. He's living the American dream. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas, and that's saying something. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. It's called Tenacity. And it's the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is already the voice of the audiobook. Michael Madsen starred Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. He's the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You do that at Amazon as well. Or visit his website, ronquarryauthor.com. Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. For more details, or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Thank you, Ron Quarry, for sponsoring this show.
All right, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's the USA Radio Network, if you're just checking in. Again, I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He went in for a little procedure, so he'll be off tonight and tomorrow, and hopefully back right here on Monday doing his thing. You know, I was just thinking while he was talking, or we were, you know, in that break, that what do you guys do when you go to the store and you buy something and you know it's bad, right? So let me tell you the story real quick, and I'll get to some of this other stuff in a bit, but I maybe you want your general opinion, and you can either email me or Facebook me. So I went and bought my dog Ozzy, who I love to death, and I bought him. He loves these bones, these certain kinds of bones that you're supposed to help clean your teeth, right? Whether they clean your teeth or not, I don't know. But he likes the way they taste, and every morning I give him one before I go to work. So I ran out. So I out last night at one of our local grocery stores, which I can't stand this brand, and I would say it, but I know I think I'd get in trouble. But this particular brand drives me nuts, and I swore I wouldn't go there, but they're the only place that actually carries this type of bone that he likes. So I have to go in there to get this dental bone for him. And I bought it, and it's like $12 to get this. It's an expensive sort of little product, right? So I bring it to the cashier, I bring it up, and I go home. And he knows when I have it because he gets all excited. His tail starts going like a million miles an hour. And what I normally do is I take it out of the box, and then I put it into this sort of Sterilite container. So that's what I use every morning. Open that up, give it to him before I head off to work. So I open it up, and usually it's got like some the actual bones have, not bones really, they're almost like a bar, but they have bend to it, right? They can bend them a little bit before they break. So I open up this package, and it's rock hard, like it's just like it's like a wall. It's like literally like a rock. So it's not the same feel as it normally has. So my assumption is that it's, you know, they're bad. And I give him a little piece of one, and he actually has a hard time biting through it. Just a little tiny one to see, you know, what his reaction would be. So now I'm mad, right? I mean, I spent almost $13 on this product at this store that I can't stand, right? But I have to go there because they're the only ones in my area that actually have it. So now, I mean, I hate going back to the store, but I rarely ever return stuff. And not that $13, $10, $8, it's not significant. Usually I would just say, ah, screw it, I won't go back. But I think, would you go back? I mean, would you guys go back? I think I would go. I think I'm going to have to go back and return this. But it's, you know, my time is valuable. Right? I mean, I'm zipping all over the place. But I would go. I have to go back and get on these bones from someplace. I mean, you have to go online and order it. Maybe there's a place online that I can order. But this is aggravating. Because, listen, I'm sure this happens to people all over the place, right? You buy something at a store and it's no good, or you buy something online and it's no good. It's a pain to send that stuff back, right? I think it is. But I guess I'm going to have to, because I don't want to eat the $13. If, you know what, if it was a store that I liked, like, and I had a good relationship with, I probably would either go to them and say, okay, here's the deal, whatever you want to do. But it's a store that sort of never gets it right, so I think I'm going to go for the jugular and want my $13 back. Maybe I'll do that tonight. Anyway, all right, so listen, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about your taxes when we return. Oh, yeah, everybody loves to talk about taxes. Ann Brooks is a tax attorney and an expert in tax law, and she's going to talk to us about why you're probably not going to get as big a tax return this year as you did last year, even though you saved a bunch of money throughout the entire course of the year. We'll be back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson on the arrest of Empire actor Jussie Smollett.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
Johnson added,
Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process.
Smollett is out on bond after a short court appearance late Thursday afternoon. A federal judge hit Roger Stone with a gag order on Thursday, several days after the longtime Donald Trump associate posted a photo on Instagram that appeared to threaten the federal judge overseeing his case. In North Carolina's State Board of Elections voted Thursday to order a new election in the 9th Congressional District where no winner has been declared due to fraud allegations. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back.
It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Whether you're listening from Vegas, from Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, anywhere in between, our phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. And when I get a chance to fill in for Wayne Allen Root, I get to bring on fabulous guests. And this one just put her shirt on in the studio. No, I'm just kidding about that. It was me that took his shirt off because it was, well, never mind. No one needs to know about that stuff. That's too much information. But Ann Brooks is with us right here. Now, Ann was a Trump delegate. You're a congressional candidate.
Yes.
You have been a tax attorney for the longest time. And you're the queen of puppy rescue.
Some days I am.
Welcome to War Now. Thank you very much.
Great for coming on with us tonight,
and we appreciate that. So you're really an expert when it comes to taxes and tax law and tax cuts and all that goes along with that. And people have been complaining in a big way about not getting enough money back on their returns, so they're blaming the Trump tax cuts for them not getting the money. Can you explain that?
Right, and the media is capitalizing on this. The media that has a distaste for Trump, let's put it conservatively, right. You know, the headlines are going crazy saying essentially that Trump snookered the American people by misleading them, you know, into thinking that they're going to get a refund or a tax break when in fact they're not. And there are Democratic candidates for president who are making the most of this inaccurately, in my opinion, and it's unfortunate because there were cuts in the taxes. What they did was they adjusted the withholding tables, and people got a little bit larger paycheck along the way.
Right.
And when it's 30 or 50 bucks, you may not notice it as dramatically, but you multiply it out by a year,
right,
and you have more money that's in your pocket or available to spend during the year. And so your refund's going to be smaller by that amount, obviously. The thing I don't like about refunds is it's a loan to the IRS. Now, come on, Lee. You know, if the IRS called you and they said, Lee.
Oh, they call me.
Well, sometimes it's not really the IRS, but let's imagine it's really the IRS. And they called you and they said, hey, you know, will you loan us, what, $2,000 and wait a year and a half for it, and we won't pay you any interest, and you won't know for sure when we're going to cut the check back to you, and you got to pay an accountant or an agency to prepare your tax return to tell us how much we have to pay you back without any interest. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, right?
Yeah, not fair.
Especially when you could spend the money all along the way.
Right.
Now, there's people who say, no, I don't care about that. I like to get my refund because it pays for my summer vacation.
Right.
In truth, you know, if you would like to give the government an interest-free loan, it's your prerogative to do that, but a savings account, even if it doesn't pay interest, gives you control over your own money.
Sure.
You don't have to worry about the timing or anything like that. But,
right,
I mean, come on. Why loan the government money unnecessarily?
And a lot of money in some cases, right? I mean, serious money. Okay, so, but people do have a gripe in a sense. Because they get the $50 in their paycheck every month, right, or every week, and so they're doing the math in their head. Hey, this Donald Trump tax cut got me $2,500, but their tax return maybe is $1,000 less. So in honesty, they only got $1,500 more, but they still got more. But they feel cheated anyway, right? So there's sort of a little bit of a feeling of cheat, although it's really not warranted.
I think it has to do with managing expectations. You know, if you have a fair expectation of what your refund's going to be,
right,
then you don't feel ripped off because it's not quite what it is. If you owe money, the government's loaning you money interest-free until you owe it, and you can wait until April, you know, to pay it. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, as long as you meet the safe harbor rules, which usually are 90%, then...
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
So... Every year you have to pay in through withholding from your paycheck or estimated tax payments 90% of what you owed last year, for example. I mean, there's more details to it, but that's the guts of it. And they knew people were going to have difficulty balancing this out this year because the changes make things a little bit different.
Right.
So they adjusted it to 85%. And what that means is you still got to pay 100%, but... If you're short by that much, there's no penalty and no interest. If you didn't pay anything, there's a penalty for making the government wait on the 85%.
When you're an employee of a company, right, and you're getting a paycheck every week, and then at the end you end up having to pay back to Uncle Sam. Let's say just keep it round. You have to pay $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
what's the cause of that? I mean, because you didn't withhold enough? And how come, I guess my basic question is, it seems like we live in a day and age where we can figure, like the government or whoever's taking the money out of my check every week can figure out the number, computers, the algorithms can figure it out without me having to put a one or a two or a zero and some silly form that I got to fill out every year. Why can't they just take out what they need to take out to make it even at the end?
Well, you can, and they actually have a calculator on their website you can go to, and it will catch up as the year goes on. It'll know where we are in the year, so if you're short a certain amount, it'll calculate it based on how many weeks are left in the year, so that, you know, if you owe $1,000 and there's 2 weeks left, it's a different amount per week than if you owe $1,000 and there's 6 months left.
Okay.
So you can do that at any point, and the IRS website, you know, is very easy and accessible to get to.
Okay.
But sometimes people have surprises or they have extra stuff. So say you have a regular job, but you have some rental income from a cottage,
right?
Or you know, or you go to the casino and you have a great day there, and so that gets reported, but not necessarily with tax withheld,
right?
So you got to fill it all in. Or you know, in a couple, one person has a regular paycheck and the other one has self-employment income,
right?
And there's ways to work this so you don't have to make estimated tax payments, but everybody's life is a little bit different in terms of their finances, and so it's about keeping track of it during the year and making sure that you're not overpaying the government interest-free.
And the IRS, and you deal with the IRS all the time, so you know this.
Yep.
The IRS will go out of their way to screw you, right?
So it feels that way sometimes,
well,
doesn't it?
I'm going to give you a perfect example real quick, and I appreciate it. Once again, we're talking to Ann Brooks. She's a great tax attorney, Trump delegate. She was a congressional candidate, and she comes on my morning show all the time. And, again, I'm lucky to get her to come out here tonight. But, I mean, for example, let's say you mentioned you have a gambling win, right? So if you have a gambling win at the casino, and let's say somewhere along the line, somebody, because you put your card in or whatever, so they know that some night you wanted a slot machine, you won $5,000. But the IRS isn't going to go do the due diligence to go find out that during the course of the year you lost $10,000, right? Am right or wrong about that?
It depends. It depends on the records that the casinos keep, too.
Okay, so let's just say they don't keep the greatest of records or whatever, and so they're going to send you a bill somewhere along the line and say, hey, you made $5,000 that you didn't report, even though you actually lost $5,000.
Right, and the same is true if you sell a stock and you don't report it. So say you sell a share of Apple or a share, you know, something that's, whatever it is, the total sale price is a lot, but you don't report it or you don't report what you paid for it.
Right.
They come looking to you for the tax on the total amount of the sale, not the net profit.
Right.
And so it's a comparable situation, I think. But yeah, people don't like the IRS. And in it, it's easy to feel that way, especially when you get behind and you owe money and you don't know how to dig your way out. And that's where I step in in my business. I don't do tax returns.
Right.
You know, I leave that to people who manage the details on that. You know, I stand up to the IRS and I say, hey, let's make this manageable, because that's the whole objective for everybody. Because if it's not manageable, you're going to have to lay off people or go out of business, and nobody wants to see that happen.
So what's the biggest, let's say, the biggest snafu that people make when they deal with the IRS, when they get hammered, when they get audited, and that terribly stressful time comes when you get that letter from the IRS, and it's way too thick for it just to be, hey, how you doing, right?
It's not a Valentine.
It's not, hey, your birthday was the other day, happy birthday. No, it's not good stuff. What is it that they're usually coming after in that case?
Well, in terms of the taxpayer, you started out by asking, you know, what do they do badly, right?
Yeah.
They talk too much.
What do you mean?
You go to the audit. You know, we all know somebody, and when they're nervous, they never stop talking, and they offer up too much information.
Okay. All right.
And then they start saying, well, you know, I didn't tell you about this.
Right.
And it's really, it comes out of nerves. It doesn't mean they're dishonest, but we all know people who do that when they're nervous.
Sure.
They say way too much. You know, and you've heard me say this, if you as a taxpayer are there in front of the IRS and they ask you questions, you can't say, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, you might say, I have to check my records, but generally, if they say, what do you do for a living? You can't say, I don't know.
Okay.
If I go in,
you can't.
You know, if you have somebody go in on your behalf and you don't go, that person can say, I'm going to have to find out.
Right.
And it makes it much cleaner, because, you know, you want to narrow the issues and get it behind you. You don't want to make a, you know, make this into anything bigger than it is.
Is it math issues sometimes? Is it just you forgot something? Is it the IRS maybe sees something in your, you know, in your tax returns? Like maybe 1 year you claimed $200 in charitable donations, and then the next year it was $10,000. Will that send up a reg flag? Things like that, the differences in returns, is that sort
sometimes.
Of? Okay.
Yep, sometimes. And sometimes, you know, there's parameters. So if you're claiming a bigger expense than is typical for your industry,
right,
it might flag it.
Okay.
But definitely, I've had people who have, you know, $40,000 in charitable donations, and they say, wait a minute,
right,
you know, not everybody can do that.
Yeah.
But they do look at your income, and they figure out whether it's affordable within
sure.
your income.
Sure.
If you're donating $40,000 in cash and you're yeah. saying you make $26,000, you know, they yeah. want to see that you have dividends and interest income
right.
from some trust fund of, you know, a huge yes. amount of money to afford it.
And is every actual return looked at by human eyes, or is
no.
it? It's not.
No.
It just goes through a machine, and then they sort of flag what they need to flag.
I think so. And think about it. Most returns are e-filed now.
Yeah.
So the computer scans them, reads them, and whatnot.
Okay.
But again, you know, if you have something that's extraordinary for your industry, they're going to look at it.
All right. Well, tax return time is here. So, I mean, people are
sure.
probably filling them out as they're listening to us right now across the country. So we're running out of time, but if there's one thing you can give them as far as give me some advice from a tax pro like yourself. Stuff, what would you tell them to do?
Well, keep track of what you're having withheld or what you're paying in throughout the year,
right,
so that you get to decide whether or not you loan the government money.
Yeah.
It's your money.
Right.
It's your decision. And don't necessarily buy into the tweets and headlines of the left-leaning media and the Democratic candidates and the DNC, et cetera, because
right.
you know, they're looking for headlines. They want a reaction,
right.
and they're getting it, and it's not necessarily an accurate one. And there's no sense in getting up in the morning and feeling really bad that, you know, Trump is doing something that he's actually not doing. I mean, Trump is not ripping you off.
Right.
If you have a refund, it's because you've paid in too much. And if you owe money, it's because you've allowed the government to give you a loan interest-free.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. Ann, great job, as always. Ann Brooks, tax attorney, Trump delegate. And is there a Twitter follow or handle that you want people to know? They can follow you maybe out there across
sure.
the country. Where
sure.
would they go?
Ann Brooks. Twitter is my Twitter handle,
okay.
and Brooks is the S.
All right, you got it. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
All right,
you.
We got to run. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Basically what it is, it's an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You do it today, as in this second, or maybe after the show, or 2 o'clock in the morning, or 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my children are members. It's my third year with Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 the first year. I saved $18,000 the second year. I'm talking about with the monthly payments. And there will be an $18,000 savings in year number three. You add it up. That's $54,000 over 3 years. How many of you could use an extra $54,000? And I had 3 doctor visits in December, and all 3 took Liberty HealthShare. I was shocked. And actually, they all said to me, oh, no, everyone's starting to take them. They actually said that in the doctor's office. And there was no fee for any of those 3 visits. They were considered wellness visits. I did not pay a copay. And it starts at a miraculous $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. So for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4255. 4237 or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com and regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we are changing healthcare for good. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty Health Share.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network, and we have a whole bunch of folks waiting in the wings to go up and on the air. So we're going to go to Connecticut first, where Joe wants to talk income tax. Joe, good afternoon, and welcome to War Now.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
What's up, man?
Not much. You know, I called a little while ago, and I've been on hold for a while. But that lady was on talking about taxes would be more appropriate. But anyway, you know, I'm guilty of this myself. We, with the taxes, I take out more to get more back, but if you read any book about saving money, they all tell you the same thing, like she said. You're giving them money that's yours. If you can't come out with zero, but the ideal thing to do is have your W-4s filled out enough to where you're pretty much not giving anything back, but not giving anything either, you know?
And, well, I'm one of those guys. What's that?
I have two. Same thing with taxes and with the mortgage. Fortunately, I have three mortgages because I'm a landlord in Connecticut.
Right.
But they're all set the same way. The taxes take it out automatically. I've had mortgages where they're not, and I'd be honest with you. It comes that time of the year, I'm like, oh, God. Where, you know, I'm guilty of that. I think a lot of us are, and it's a lack of discipline or a lack of education or both, you know.
Well, I'm on the other side, Joe. I'm on the other side. I always end up paying way more than I want to. So, you know, my friends, like you, whoever, they're saying, oh, I get this much back or I get this much back. And I'm always like, well, this is a terrible time of year for me because I got to pay.
Right. And I have heard you say that before. You know, it's funny, Lee. I've been living in Connecticut since 86.
Yep.
And I've been a landlord since 88. And being a landlord, you get a few more deductions because you can claim repairs on your rentals. About, oh, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, whatever. Oh, let's say about 2009. I noticed that I had to pay Connecticut State, you know, income tax. I owed, it was only a couple $100s, and I got back federal. So I was like, why? I've been doing the same thing every year. I have extra taken out. And that's why I forget the lady's name you had on, she was very knowledgeable. I was just curious, like what has happened in the state of Connecticut? Whoa, what has happened? But, you know, it's like, why?
Right.
I do more than ever. You know, I've done more repairs than ever because I've had a lousy time with tenants because of the economy, a lot of other stuff. Repairs, and I'm getting less back, you know? So, anyway, not to get too far out of line here, but, you know, it's crazy, you know?
Well, next time I get her on, it's Ann Brooks. She's a tax attorney and an expert.
Right.
Yeah, I'll ask her that question because you're probably not the only person who has seen their Connecticut tax return shrink for sure, or at least they have to pay more now than they did before. And I think just get used to that because you're living in Connecticut or, you know, it's the tax capital of the world. You know how that is.
You know, yeah. And I know we're on a national show, so we're not, you know, in the morning we could talk more, you know, get more the homegrown audience. So I won't keep everyone out there waiting so much.
All right, buddy.
But Connecticut, it's really killing me. It really is killing me.
All right, pal. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for waiting on hold for so long. We had a couple other folks who are waiting in the wings, and we have a couple other folks who are waiting in the wings now, but I don't want to rush you guys, so if you don't mind holding, we'll have you wait through the break and give you guys ample opportunity to chat about us as long as you want. After the top of the hour, like we like to say, it's the most caller-friendly show in the entire country. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, and as always, anything and everything is up for grabs. We can bounce from taxes, which we just talked about, to Smollett. We can get into that. Everybody wants to talk about that. Plus, as I mentioned to you, and I didn't get to it, the Democrats, they're rejecting this alert for ICE with illegal immigrants and firearms and background checks, which is hypocrisy times like 1,000. So we'll get into that as well. So hang in there, Chad. Hang in there, some of the other folks. We'll get to you, I promise you, right after the top of the hour. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to talk to you guys once again. I am Lee Elsie, and we're filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, who is currently undergoing a procedure, and we're all sending our best wishes his way, and hopefully, again, it will definitely work out, and he'll be back on Monday. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Hello. I am looking looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.